Just a quick chazar of today's chabura. We discussed the sugya of kunya, that if a kli is entirely coated in metal inside and out, it requires tevila with a beracha. Inside only, however, requires tevila, but there's a machloket if there's a beracha or not, if you only coat on the inside of the kli with metal. Outside only is a machloket if tevila is required at all, or if tevila is required without a beracha. We hold, if it's inside only, you require tevila, it's a machloket if you require a beracha, and outside only, no tevila at all. China is glazed with glass all around it, so it might require tevila, but many say that it does not, since the coating is so thin, or it's merely decorative or protective and not really functional. Now, on to the sugya of ma'amid. If a kli can only retain its function through the support of another material, meaning a metal material, which is now called a ma'amid, some say the requirement for tevila follows the material of the ma'amid, and others argue that it does not. We assume it does not, but there is room to be machmir and be matpi without a beracha, Ashkenazim especially, but even Sfaradim. Teflon is coated on the inside with synthetic material, and it can only be used with the metal base. So we assume Ikar Adin, it doesn't require tevila, because the metal is a ma'amid, and Ikar Adin is that we don't require tevila for a metal ma'amid. There is room to be machmir, though. Now, by Ikar and Tafel, is the third part of the shir, we said how the primary components of a kli determine the tefillah requirements for the entire kli, even the non-essential parts. If the essential parts require tefillah, then even the non-essential ones do as well. So if a kli has components that would require tefillah, such as a metal or glass, but they are not critical to the normal functioning of the kli, they are tafel. That would mean that the metal spout of a pitcher, even though food touches the metal, since the pitcher can be used without the spout at all, meaning, if there was no spout there, you could still use the pitcher just fine. So the kli does not require tevila, not even for the metal part. On the other hand, the Keurig machine is primarily made of plastic and other things, and there's only one metal needle or two that poke holes into the K-cup and squirt out water. Since that's critical to the functioning of the Keurig machine, the entire machine may require tevila.